from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Linda, welcome back. I realize you couldn't tell us that before, you rat, but I'm glad you were investigating it.
No, Tom, earlier when I was on, I actually had a campaign aide out there taking pictures of it, looking at it for me. So I was on the show with you, and he was sending me the pictures because we were trying to figure out if someone had postered over it or
yes.
It was indeed an actual ad. And our aide said it looked like an actual ad because it was, like, inside the side of the bus stop. Like, it wasn't just papered over. It looked like somebody official had put that up.
So is it digital or is it a paper kind of thing that's inside the frame?
It's inside a glass frame, but he looked at it and he said there's really, you know, absent like taking down the whole thing, it would be really hard for anyone but SEPTA to change that or anyone with the key. But, Tom, you made an excellent point. I don't even know if you needed to have me on. Al Schmidt is so, dedicated to disinformation and fact-checking. I want to see a big spot on the Secretary of State website that says, fact check, false, the Eagles do not endorse Kamala Harris. That's what I want to see from Al Schmidt because he's so anxious to talk about other types of disinformation. He should absolutely jump on this.
Absolutely. So, Dan, let's try to get him on again tomorrow. But I would say the chieftain here, though, the guy that's weaponizing it, Al Schmidt will go along with it, but it's Josh Shapiro, you know, making his mark, Homeland Security. Remember all that, the meeting, the FBI we had you on? What's the penalty going to be? What we need here is to get to the bottom of this. We need to chill this, because if this were a Trump ad that were put up there, oh, my God, what would happen?
Right. And SEPTA, I looked it up earlier today. SEPTA has a policy. They actually do not accept, you know, actual political advertising. Supposedly, that's their policy for or against any candidate. That's why I was so surprised when my campaign aide went out there and said, hey, this does look like someone from SEPTA put it up. SEPTA was actually sued back leading up to 2020 because an interest group tried to put an ad up that was trying to promote like an ideology, and they got sued and they were told that they had to accept that, but that was not promoting a particular candidate. So this does seem to be against their policy and something they're allowed not to accept. So, and you saw that the Eagles already tweeted out that they're completely disavowing this.
Yeah, exactly. But now you're right. The ball is in the court. And again, I realize it's a holiday and all this, but to your point, Linda, and I hope the media, other media won't make it. You and I will, though. Al Schmidt would pounce on something else to send a message. And that's right. He ought to be putting it up on the website right now, something that to the effect, this appears to be out of bounds because the Philadelphia Eagles deny it. That's pretty good probable cause here that this is not true. And we are going to be vigilant on disinformation. This is one we're going to get to the bottom of. He ought to be doing it right now.
Absolutely, Tom, because I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment, and I believe that the solution to this so-called disinformation is just more information. So the fact that, you know, Al Schmidt runs around and talking about disinformation, he's usually talking about things Republicans say, which is really, really disappointing. But if SEPTA did accept an ad from about Kamala Harris, which it doesn't look like they did, then they better accept an ad from President Trump.
Yeah, and look, you are the perfect blend. You are provocative. We've said this before as a talk show guest, and you can host even. But you're also grounded in not going too far with wild-eyed stuff that you were checking on this. You could have said to us, hey, this appears to be, but you got your person out there, you're checking it. Somebody has the key. Somebody ought to do it. And then the pivot is to make a point of how vigilant they're going to be. I'm betting he won't and Josh Shapiro won't.
Right. Wait, you just talked about hosting. Are you offering me your job?
I mean,
because maybe that was an actual job offer, and I can sue if I don't get it.
Wait a minute, Dan. I will counter sue it. She didn't win Pennsylvania if something bad happens here, and I put my trust in this. It was fraudulent. I mean, I put her on Mount Rushmore, and maybe it didn't work.
Well, Tom, what your listeners should do, actually, this might be backfiring on whoever did it, because the comments on this are hysterical. I mean, all the comments I see are so anti-Camilla and pro-Trump, like if you look on Twitter or look on Instagram. So this might actually turn out being, you know, to be an ad for President Trump, because all these people are saying keep politics out of sports, and we don't want Kamala, and this is gonna jinx the season. And remember what Michael Jordan said? He said Republicans buy sneakers too. So yeah, companies in general should just stay out of this. But it does look like this is someone with mischief and just thought that this was funny. And I think it will backfire. And certainly we're gonna follow up, because you know, if this is disinformation, we want to see Al Schmidt apply that policy to this, like he does to everything that is perceived to be Republican disinformation.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall in the Philadelphia Inquirer. I was invited there once, couldn't do it, to the editorial meeting. Oh my God, tomorrow. Are they going to write about this? This is a classic example of disinformation, misinformation, then pivot. But Trump is so much worse, but at least acknowledge it. And what's going to be done about it? Linda, let's just speculate a hair here, though. I mean, I think it's pretty rigorous to get SEPTA. Nobody over there was triggered. Wait a minute. The Philadelphia Eagles are not going to do that. Wouldn't you have an apprehension if it's your job on this? Whoa, you don't fool around with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're one of the biggest entities in the country, in the world. And they're probably not going to be common sense, right?
I think so. So if somebody did this as a joke or this is serious, because there are specific laws too about putting who paid for the advertisements on these ads, and that's not on there. And we have those laws for a reason, so we know who said it. And it doesn't even say at the bottom who paid for it.
Is there any way? So your guy thinks this is a poster rather than some digital images flashing in?
No, he said that it's like a glass frame, and he said in order to get that inside, you would have had to basically have the key or take apart the entire booth. So he said it absolutely looks like it was professionally done by whoever usually puts up ads. There was a
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Different ad on the other side of it. So he said, I mean, obviously he was just on the street looking at it. And then he's
well, what I'm suggesting, Linda, is somebody hacking or something. And then Al Schmidt should really go to town even more to say, here's the evidence. We're even handed. We'll try to get him on. You know, he talks to me occasionally, but I'm just going to say, no, we don't believe it. Make us believe it, Al. go to town on this. You couldn't ask for anything bigger than the Philadelphia Eagles and on SEPTA property. You ought to be able to make a point about this. Let's not worry about the Russians. Let's worry about the morons here in Philadelphia.
Yep. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And obviously it's a holiday, so even though I'm working, I know he is. But we are definitely going to look into this because we take all this stuff very, very seriously. So, and I'm going to encourage voters again, since you have me on, protectthevote.com. And next Monday, we're having a Protect the Vote event out in Montgomery County. Chairman Watley's coming back. He's going to speak to the volunteers, and then we're going to have another training. Pam Bondi's going to be there, too. So we're not taking our foot off the gas. It's go time. Labor Day is the start of serious campaign season. So it is time. And I so much appreciate you guys just continuing to talk about and having on all the people from the Trump campaign and the RNC, because it's so important to get this out to voters.
Well, Linda, great work again, though. We should have known. Yeah, Linda Kearns, probably on it, Dan. I thought you had another scoop here. Spoils everything.
I know. I couldn't say it while I was on the air before because yes. I was still investigating. But when I get off and I talk to Dan about my new job hosting between 12 and 3, I can get into it a little bit more. So.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Well, no Elvis on this show. No, I love Elvis, just so you know. I'm not like...
While you're here, Linda, is that like a troll thing that you're doing to put Greg through
no,
it?
No, I heard you say that I was trying... I love Elvis. Like, I sit here and listen to Elvis when I'm working. I've been to Graceland like 9 times. I just love
Elvis. Oh, my God. Graceland. What is the all-time Elvis song?
I feel like that's a place you go once and it's, you know, you've seen it once.
Yeah.
It's,
what's the all-time Elvis song?
Well, they keep opening new rooms, so I have to go back and see new rooms. Oh my gosh, there's so many Elvis. How could I pick? I love Suspicious Minds, Can't Help Falling in Love. Oh, I can't even pick. I love that picture of him with Nixon. I mean, Elvis shaking hands with a Republican. It's like my dream picture. I have it on a mug.
God.
I have it in a frame.
Well, I would say this. I've given him the highest honor. He's the only one off the top of my head over the years who I think I would say, okay, he can sing my way. Nobody else.
Yeah, he did a great job with that song. Absolutely, absolutely.
Just so everyone knows what we're talking about, too, the morning show, all week we've been playing Elvis, and that's because Linda was really, really gracious. She donated to Families Behind the Badge and won the privilege to pick the music for the morning show.
Oh, boy.
And she's picked deep cuts of Elvis, going all the way through live albums and also... Thank you for bringing us, you know, good stuff to play in the mornings, but also thank you for putting Greg through at the gauntlet.
All right, Linda, come on now. I'll find a charity. If you have the money, make Dan play Springsteen all week. Oh, yes.
Well, I know. See, I don't like Springsteen, so I'm not going to do that. But one of the producers gave me a list of all the songs that Stalker hates. So, if I do have money for the next charity event, I'm going to donate, and that's the list I'm going to give that Stalker's going to have to play in the morning show all week. So, that's the next trick I have up my sleeve, just to irritate him.
Thank
and
you, Linda.
And obviously give money to the Children Behind the Badge.
Of course. Of course. Thank you, Linda, very much.
Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.